In the aftermath of World War I, a new ideology arose, fascism. The war led to the collapse of many monarchies. There were those who did not want democracy to fill that void. They believed that liberal democracy was obsolete. Fascism is a totalitarian form of government. The dictator controls all aspects of life for the good of the state. Fascists believe in strength, manifested through violence, the ultimate violence being war. They see political violence as a necessary means to unite a nation. They use war and imperialism to rejuvenate their nation. The complete mobilization of society under a totalitarian state to prepare their nation for continuous armed conflict and to respond effectively to any economic difficulties, including crushing unions and any labor disputes. The strong man maintains a stable and orderly society. Orderly, by controlling all things with violence, and by existing for violence. Benito Mussolini formed the Fascist Party in Italy in 1919. He organized unemployed war veterans into armed squads known as Black Shirts, who terrorized their political opponents. By 1921, feeble leaders invited Mussolini and his Fascist Party to join the coalition government. In October 1922, the Black Shirts marched on Rome, and Mussolini formed his own government. He dismantled every institution of democratic government. In 1925, Mussolini made himself dictator with the title Il Duce. To quote Mussolini, "Peace is absurd. Fascism does not believe in it." Adolf Hitler's rise to power began in 1919 when he joined the German Workers' Party, which changed its name in 1920 to the National Socialist German Workers' Party, known as the Nazis. Hitler became prominent on the basis of his speaking ability, and his hatred, and his violent tendencies. Like Mussolini's black shirts, Hitler's brown shirts controlled the streets and attacked their political adversaries. Hitler became Chancellor of Germany on January 30, 1933. On August 2, 1934, he became the Führer, absolute dictator. Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf, "He who would live must fight. He who does not wish to fight in this world, where permanent struggle is the law of life, has not the right to exist." I want to cleanse the air of the words of Mussolini and Hitler with the words of Paul from Galatians 5, verse 1. "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let ourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." As in Germany and Italy, economic problems in Japan led to the collapse of liberal democracy. Ultranationalism, the belief that Japan had a divine mission to unify Asia under Japanese rule, led to militarism. In 1932, a group of young naval and army officers assassinated the prime minister. Tojo became major general and purged his opposition. He led a savage army into China in the summer of 1937. This was the real beginning of World War II. Tojo became prime minister of Japan in October 1941, just prior to Pearl Harbor. Many people did not like the fascists. However, some saw fascists as an effective counter to communism. Why care if fascist thugs murdered communists in the streets? To be clear, there were those in the United States who felt this way. As late as 1941, until we entered the war at the end of that year, J. Edgar Hoover and his FBI worked closely with Mussolini's agents to hunt down Italian dissidents and leftists in the United States. I know, my grandfather Cornelius, named for the Roman centurion in Acts 10, was an immigrant and an anti-fascist. For safety, he did not live in New York City's Italian neighborhood. The world could have stopped the fascist madness, but a united front was necessary, and there was not one anywhere. Mussolini, Hitler, and Tojo were violent and power crazy. They were also men who understood the psychology of the masses. They built ultranationalist empires through the clever manipulation of people who were willing to let others think for them. Jewish refugee and Holocaust scholar Hannah Arendt wrote, "Most evil is done by people who never make up their minds to be good or evil." This is the greatest lesson of the era. To be clear, totalitarian government is most effective not at instilling convictions, but in destroying the capacity of people to dare to form any convictions at all, so that thinking itself becomes dangerous. In February 1933, 1 month after becoming Chancellor of Germany, Hitler revealed his foreign policy goal of conquering what he called the Lebensraum, much of Eastern Europe. That involved murdering the millions of Jews who lived in that region. Hitler ordered the German army to triple in size by October 1934. That was completely counter to the terms of the Versailles Treaty of 1919. A month later, in March 1933, the Nazis opened their first concentration camp at Dachau for their political opponents. In April 1933, Hitler formed the infamous Gestapo. Hitler made certain that the world knew what he was doing. When the world did not respond, Hitler became bolder and more aggressive. The brilliant theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer returned to Germany in 1935 from America. Despite the pleading of his friends, Bonhoeffer refused to be cowed into submission. In his words, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." You may recognize the following statement from German pastor Martin Niemöller, a man who at first acquiesced to the Nazis and later went to prison for speaking out against them. "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." In September 1939, Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union invaded Poland. That was the official beginning of World War II.